USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A massive Navy hospital ship is heading to New York.
We're going to be landing at Pier 90 in Manhattan to provide hospital surge capacity for the New York metropolitan area. So it's a surge capacity. They may use it for this, or they may have other people coming in from hospitals.
President Trump talking to reporters at the White House. The USNS Comfort will make its way from Virginia to the coronavirus hotspot on Saturday. Regarding the Senate passing a $2 trillion relief package, President Trump has a message for the House.
The House of Representatives must now pass this bill, hopefully without delay. I think it's got tremendous support.
The Dow was up for the third day in a row. That puts Wall Street on pace to have its best week in nearly 80 years. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 1,351 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn-Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
As the coronavirus continues to batter the U.S. economy, the head of the Fed uses the R word. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says,
"We may well be in recession."
But Powell called the pandemic a unique situation, saying that at a certain point, the nation will get the spread of the virus under control and confidence will return.
I would point to the difference between this and a normal recession. There's nothing fundamentally wrong with our economy. Quite the contrary. The economy performed very well right through February.
Powell spoke on NBC's Today Show. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Indianapolis 500 is the latest major sports event to fall victim to the COVID-19 coronavirus. Race officials announced the traditional Memorial Day weekend race will be postponed until August 23rd. IndyCar has already announced the postponement or cancellations of the first four races this season. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With the Senate approving a $2 trillion stimulus bill to help families and small businesses hurt by the coronavirus epidemic, many small business owners are wondering some of the exact details in the bill. Well, the bill will give small businesses access to $350 billion in loans that'll cover expenses such as payroll, rent, and utilities. The loans will not have to be repaid if businesses maintain their workforce. Dallas Mavericks owner and Shark Tank entrepreneur Mark Cuban shares some advice for small business owners.
Yeah, I mean, I've been telling all my Shark Tank companies, under 500 employees, as long as you retain all your employees and don't fire anybody, when this is all done in 2 months, you don't have to pay it back. So definitely apply. Now, the challenge is, where do you apply? And what we're telling people is, go to your banker. Go to the bank you already have an account with. Tell them that you qualify and that you want to get the process started immediately. Because all the legislation hasn't been finalized yet. But by starting the process now, you'll be ahead of the game.
And as far as when to reopen things, Cuban believes?
Safety first. You can't jeopardize the safety of your employees. I mean, look, the way companies make decisions about how they treat their employees and stakeholders is going to define their brand for the next decade. So even though on one hand you want to try to get back to work, you want the country to get back to work, if something should go wrong and, you know, the virus should come back and hit your company, you're ruined.
Cuban speaking there on Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.